The Associated Press has learned that the Trump administration has released personal data for millions of Medicaid enrollees to deportation officials. The data set includes states that allow immigrants in the U.S. illegally to enroll under programs paid for with state tax dollars, like California, Illinois, Washington State, and the District of Columbia. Medicaid officials unsuccessfully sought to block the data transfer, citing legal and ethical concerns. Two top advisors to Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. ordered the data set handed over to Homeland Security on Tuesday, giving Medicaid officials less than an hour to comply. That's according to an internal memo and emails obtained by the wire service. California Governor Gavin Newsom's office said in a statement it was concerned about how deportation officials might utilize the data. Experts say it could help immigration authorities locate migrants or be used to scuttle the applications of people seeking green cards, residency, or citizenship. Jennifer King, Washington.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.